7.9 Life FM. Miley Cyrus for you there, When I Look at You, and Savage Garden, To the Moon and Back. Just after 10, it's your Friday morning. Jane Lockett with you. Love this time each Friday morning as we chat with people about what they're doing with life. And joining us in the studio today, Pastor Barry Manuels. How are you, Barry?
I'm good, Jane. Thanks for having me.
Lovely to meet you, because I've actually heard your name around circles. So nice to put a face to your name. And I know that you've actually been a pastor for many, many years. Tell us a little bit about your 40 years as a pastor.
Yes, well, I've been a Baptist pastor in Adelaide for the last 40 years, and the last 28 years of that I was at senior pastor of Morphett Vale Baptist Church, and I concluded there on December the 31st last year. So it's been a very interesting, challenging and exciting life as a Baptist pastor.
So you did retire, but really not really retiring.
No. People have spoken about us retiring, and what I said to the church was I was retiring from pastoral ministry, but we are not retiring from ministry. We believe God's led us into something new, something that's been on our hearts really for a number of years. And so it came together for us a couple of years ago, and we felt it was right to make the decision to leave the church, which we did. And now we're looking forward to really getting into this new ministry.
We haven't really left the church though, because you're very much still ministering, but in a brand new building just off of Greenhill Road and Unley Road.
Yeah, Enterprise House is where we have our Sunday afternoon meeting at 3 o'clock. And that's new. We're just getting started up. We hire the room there. And it's been going along well, but we're wanting to see it grow and increase. But we've been encouraged by the people coming, but also by what God is doing.
And part of that, just this week, you've actually launched the Healing Room, which is really why I've got you in to have a chat about that. The Healing Room. Why do we need such a venue as the Healing Room?
Well, simply because we believe that Jesus is the healer of body, mind and soul. And many people have physical problems, ailments, sicknesses and diseases, that we believe healing prayer is significant in bringing people to relief, improvement and also total healing in those particular areas. So we've believed this for many years, and we feel now it's time to have this healing room, which we started on Wednesday, first time on Wednesday of this week.
So what was that like, the very first day?
Well, it was encouraging because we had people come, but we realised that we have to make it known better. We did this sort of thing at Morphett Vale on a Wednesday afternoon, and we were really encouraged with people who were significantly improved and helped. Now we want to just widen it up. So it's open to anybody to come. There's no restrictions in any way. They don't have to be a believer. They don't have to go to church. They don't have to belong to our church or any church.
Now, as a pastor, you were telling me that you've actually travelled overseas extensively and you've actually seen a lot of what we would call miraculous healing. There's a lot of scepticism, I think, and you know, whether you're a believer or not believer, both, there's scepticism as to how and if God is still healing in 2010.
Yes, there is in our society a lot of scepticism, which puzzles me to a certain extent. But being overseas and having been in the Philippines and in Papua New Guinea and in Africa, we've just seen so many people heal that it's just sort of, when people say they wonder whether God heals, I think, well, maybe you just need to sort of get a little bit into what God is doing and you'll see God healing. And we've seen this in Papua New Guinea, amazing healings, the Philippines, and I've also been to Africa and seen the same sort of thing.
So what type of healings are we talking about?
Well, I've seen everything but someone being raised from the dead. I mean, I've heard of people who raise people from the dead, but I haven't seen that. But in Papua New Guinea, the last time I was there 2 years ago, we saw people blind, deaf, mute, lame, people who were lame, walk instantly. I went in and prayed in one of the hospitals and a young man instantly walked, but we saw that in the meetings. We saw people with all sorts of bodily ailments just instantly healed. The last time I was in PNG, actually, it was broadcast on national television, so there's a television record of the meeting, and it was also broadcast all through the Pacific on shortwave radio. And the meetings, there were 12,000 people there on the last night that I was there, and it was held on the Australian Rules football ground in Lae, in Papua New Guinea. And the week before that had 8,000 people for an Aussie Rules football match. But we had 12,000 for the Crusade that night.
I mean, I can't imagine what it must be like to see somebody who has been debilitated for maybe a big part of their life suddenly not have that to deal with. What an amazing experience for you.
Well, I think when I first saw it going to Papua New Guinea now about 7 years ago, it was amazing. But believe it or not, you begin to expect it. You begin to take it for granted that when I pray for this person, they will be instantly healed.
Mm. Do you think, talking about expectation, that to the other side, we don't expect God to heal us in the Western world so much? That's why we're not seeing it?
Yes, I think that's the reason.
So what do we need to do to change that?
Well, I think we need to start really believing the New Testament, that Jesus is the living Son of God who does heal, and his miracles are real. And then the book of Acts, they continued. And we need to realize that that same Jesus can walk out of that New Testament, who's alive today, and do the same things among us.
We're chatting this morning with Pastor Barry Emanuels, his wife Janet as well, just setting up the healing room just this week, opening its doors. We're going to find out a little bit more. I'm going to take a song first, though. This is Britt Nicole, The Lost Get Found, and part of More Music on 107.9 Life FM.